Episode number 171, What is a Body in White?
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right, we're back at you for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
You sound like a million bucks compared to last week.
I have my voice back.
Well, sort of. You still sound like Bonnie Tyler.
Well, you know. It's a process.
In case
it's
nobody caught the reference last week. Yeah. But yeah, you're Chris and I'm Jason.
And we've got some cool stuff to talk about this week.
Yeah, you know what? Some interesting news has developed. A lot of
interesting tidbits have been trickling out.
A lot of questions have been answered. That's what I was looking for. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Going to do the rundown here. We're going to talk about body in white, which is a lot of people have been wanting to know about that. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And then just in, some news from GM Performance Parts as well. And hey, we got our letters. We're going to read them or talk about them or do something. Talk about how business is still going to be as usual for the Camaro and just wrap it up with a few miscellaneous tidbits that probably are pointless.
Yeah.
But they're fun. That's what it's all about. Because that's what we're all about.
That's what we're all about.
We are all about fun.
Yeah.
And crap. Speaking of which, Christmas decorations or holiday.
Yes, the holiday decorations.
Winter, because that's the least offensive, decorations are up on the site.
Yeah, you put those up this week?
Yeah, I'm a little behind. Usually I put them up on December 1st. And
well, we do have snow here, so. You know.
Yeah. I love snow now. Snow and me.
It's the season, so.
We've made our amends and we're buddies now.
Yeah.
I didn't get to go snowmobiling this weekend, so I'm kind of itching. Hmm. I'm gonna go on strike. I'm not going to shower or shave until I get to go snowmobiling again.
God. You're not coming down here then.
Oh, it's already begun.
God.
You just haven't gotten close enough to me.
Oh, okay.
Body in white.
Yes. Tell us all about what is a body in white, because there's been a bunch of people in, I'd say, the past 2 years since the Camaro program was revealed for the fifth generation. People are clamoring, are there going to be available body in whites? And I think we just got the answer to that yesterday.
Yep. On the board, first to be posted. We rocked the house and all that junk. A body in white is basically the shell or the tub of a vehicle. It's pretty much what gets assembled as the core of the vehicle before all the things like the suspension, the engine, the interior, the electrical system, and everything else gets added to it. Now, what this is good for the racers, why this is good for the racers, rather, is that because now racers will be able to just buy just the shell of the car.
Right.
They don't have to buy a brand new car and strip everything out of it. You know, I thought Chrysler did a great thing with the Dodge Challenger drag pack, right?
Uh-huh.
But that was great. I mean, you know, it had the Dodge thing on the side and, you know, free advertisement for anybody who buys that thing for, what, $30,000 or $40,000
Yep.
And takes it to the drag strip every weekend. But the thing is that you can only get it their way. Well, you know, guess what? For $7,000.
Only $7,000?
It seems like a lot, but you're basically getting the... That's the canvas to build a race car.
Right.
That's what you need to get started. And it sure as hell beats $30,000 to $35,000, or if you get a V6 in the $20,000 area, to just strip it and have to go through the hassle of parting it out. Get a car, build a race car the way you want to do it. $7,000. The thread is posted by our good buddy Paul, One Fast Dog. He's this was at PRI, and I wanted to go to PRI really bad. I just couldn't. Family issues and some medical issues to... stick around with.
Yeah.
But it's this is going to be great. So you got to check it out. We're not going to read the thread in its entirety.
No. It's just a press release here from GM Performance Parts, basically saying that they're going to offer new Camaros in bodies in white for $7,000. But it looks like you have to fill out an online application to be eligible to purchase one.
I'm almost thinking they're trying to avoid companies buying them up and then reselling them for $10,000.
Yeah.
Not to mention, they want to make sure that people are going to use them for what they're intended for, and that's a race car.
Very interesting.
Well, basically, what it comes with is the body structure, which includes the front fenders, hood, the front valance, grille and header panel, roof doors, rear quarters, trunk lid, and rear valance.
Hmm.
So, basically, if you strip everything off a car, and what was left over, there you go. And you don't even have to put it up on blocks.
No. Very interesting. I'm glad that GM is doing this with this car. Our I think friend, it's going to make a lot of people happy.
Our friend Dr. Jamie Meyer is quoted in it.
We
met with him there at SEMA. That guy's awesome. We envision racers using these bodies for all types of competition, from pro street and competition drag racing to road racing. So, wide open, man.
Any type of racing.
Any kind of racing. I think part of the application process, now that I put it in those terms, they're not street legal. I think they want to have a record of who's got one, just in case somebody decides to go out and drive one on the street and cracks it up and tries to sue them. They can say, hey, look, you signed this form saying you will not do this. So, you know, probably a liability issue as per usual. Yeah. Anyway, check out the thread. Chris, you'll include it in the show notes, Greg.
Absolutely.
Good deal. And going along with that, Paul has also posted, he's our best friend these days.
I know.
A link to the recently released GM Performance Parts catalog, and on page 323, there's a bunch of Camaro goodies and included part numbers. So we'll include the link for that too.
Absolutely. It's also in the fifth gen section there. You can click on that.
Good news coming in an area of, you know, kind of dreary news.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, things are still cooking along. So speaking of which, what do you got here? What is that?
Oh, it's just a letter I got in the mail from Ed Pieper.
That whore, he sent me one too. I thought I guess I'm not as special as I thought.
We talked about this in the podcast like 2 weeks ago. Have you gotten your letter yet? And it looks like the letters started going out this week, because I got mine on Monday. You got yours on Monday. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a lot of people started getting their letters this week. Basically, it just says, thank you for ordering your 2010 Chevy Camaro Progressive in Design. Engineering and technology Camaro is the 21st century sports car, but bold words and superlatives can't truly capture the soul of Camaro. And as you know this well, it's why you reserved yours and can't wait to slide into the driver's seat. Your enthusiasm is fueling us to deliver a vehicle that exceeds your dreams, and rest assured, we are working at full speed to fulfill your request. You'll be hearing from us again soon. Thanks again, Ed Pieper. So it sounds like everybody who ordered a Camaro is going to be getting one of these letters. And I might add a very cool envelope with the Camaro.
You don't have to open the envelope to know what's inside.
I know. From Camaro.
Yeah. I mean, we got a letter from Ed Pieper and Camaro itself.
Isn't that cool?
He's got a way with words.
Yeah.
It is cool. It is cool. You know, it's nothing super special, but you know what? It's a little bit of reassurance. And, well, quite honestly, I think we can all use a little reassurance these days.
Oh, of course.
Business as usual for the Camaro. I put in a phone call. Everything's still okay. Don't let the media
get you down.
Yeah. It's, you know, things are going on, but
especially this week, there's been a lot of doom and gloom, but rest assured that they're working very hard to get this car out. And it's business as usual.
Yeah, as it stands right now.
Unless you hear otherwise.
Camaro's unaffected.
That's right.
For them to cancel the Camaro, that would be... I use this analogy every now and then when somebody's trying to say doom and gloom, the Camaro's not going to happen. There's so much effort and money put into this Camaro program for over the past 3 years. It's just it's a staggering amount to a common guy like, you know, anybody listening to the show for the most part. The best way I can put it is like being a contractor and building a really nice house that you really put a lot of heart and soul into, and then all that's left is to put the wallpaper on, and then your contract house runs into hard economic times just like everybody else, and saying, well, instead of finishing it, let's just burn it down
after it's 99.9% done.
Right.
No, we're not going to sell this. We'll just burn it down.
Yeah, there's no need to, we're not going to complete it and carry it through. So don't worry about it. Nothing to worry about yet.
No.
And if it ain't nothing until we call it, we can call it something.
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, I think what we'd like to do is encourage anybody to give us a call or an email and let us know what you think about, heck, anything really.
Yeah, let us know if you got your letter.
Yeah, if you got your letter, what you got to think about the current GM state or the Camaro, or want to say hi, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
So we've been hearing about a lot of these posts on the board. And someone walks into a dealership, and they're marking the hell out of the car. The car's not even out yet, okay? And people come back to the board and post about it, you know, this person's marking up the car. What should I do? You know what you should do? You should walk out the door and you should walk to another dealership who's not going to mark the car up. Because there are tons of good dealers out there. We just can't stress this enough. We've been talking about this for months now, ever since the Camaro was available to be ordered.
Yep.
For every bad dealer out there who's trying to make a quick buck on the car, mm-hmm. there's going to be an honest, nice to work with dealership who's not going to mark the car up and is going to get you into a car at a fair price.
That's right. That's right. And we've mentioned this a few times before. We're working on a dealer network program. There's really nothing to release right now because obviously the car's not on the lots. But when it comes time, when it's getting close, we're gonna really ramp that up for everybody as a service to anybody out there who's looking for a good dealer that's going to sell the Camaro at a good price. Heck, there's a post made this morning. Just briefly, I'll read it. The question was, has anyone picked up an order and paid a premium for one? And the subject has the thumbs down icon, thinking that maybe this person that posted it, looks like he's a new guy, first post. So welcome, okay. Welcome Huggy3X to the community. I got a feeling that he's frustrated. I'm, you know, have yet to see a reply to it because he just posted it as we record this, but maybe frustrated, did a Google search for Camaro. Of course, we're the first community to come up in the search results, and there he is.
Yeah.
So we'll address that, but definitely don't pay dealer markups.
Do not pay dealer markups. Nope. You know, refuse Camaro markups. That's been our mantra from the get-go.
Absolutely. Don't let them sweet-talk you into saying, oh, well, you know, they're GM's going out of business. They only made so many of them. Well, we have heard that before the Senate talks and all that. GM's only going to make X amount of these. BS. They're going to make as many as they can.
That's right.
They're going to crank as many out as possible. Yeah. So don't get caught up in the hype, my friends.
If you're close in Michigan, I'll plug the dealership that I've been dealing with because they're just awesome to deal with. Buff Whalen Chevrolet in Sterling Heights, Michigan, had a 55-car allocation mm-hmm. for the Camaro. I believe they still have, well, I didn't see it in the paper this week. They still had like a 30 car allocation for the Camaro. So they've done, I think, 25 orders so far. Great people to deal with, no markups. I highly recommend them if you can, and you're in the Detroit area.
We bought my wife's car from them a few years ago. Couldn't be happier. You know, it's a good dealership. It's a big dealership, and a good and big dealership is that combination is really tough to find a lot of times.
That is true.
I'm ordering mine from Tom Henry, just mm-hmm. kind of something different to do.
Yeah,
not
to do the whole road trip.
Even though it'll be in the winter, that's okay by me because you know I understand that their traction control in the new Camaro is second to none. Hopefully, I don't need it. Wouldn't that suck if I ate it on the way back on the interstate?
Oh, don't even say that.
Oh, that makes body parts shrivel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Tom Henry, he's been awesome to deal with. He's a Camaro guy at heart, no question. And he's got some performance packages coming out.
Nice.
Did some stuff in the past, and he's told me that he's got some pretty good plans for the future, like just about anybody else.
Yeah.
Well, it is indeed the holidays or the winter season.
Yeah.
And usually, Chris, we do the Jones Soda.
Yeah, we did that last year. You remember that?
And the year before, you eat
what, was it pies?
I thought it was urine.
No, I think it was pies. I think we did holiday pies, like, you know, like cherry pie and blueberry pie and those different pies last year. Remember we did like one a week?
Yeah, and we did one before that too, didn't we drink?
Oh, Halloween?
We did Halloween pack before that.
The lemon
but
drop.
But we haven't seen the sodas for sale in this area this year.
I know.
So we're going to keep trying, but next week, look in the calendar.
Next week is our holiday episode.
So we're going to have to...
Can you believe Christmas is already next week?
I can't wait till it's over. let me tell you something.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. The next time I hear any song that starts with, just hear those... I'll shoot somebody. Dead.
I can better that one.
Oh, no.
I can better that one.
Okay.
I saw a Ford Expedition on the road.
Oh, no. Not with... No.
It had antlers.
Don't say
it.
Oh, damn it. Oh.
It had antlers on it. And then I saw a Suburban.
Oh, God.
And it had Christmas lights.
And just like the douchebags that we talked about.
That's right.
And you know what? The guy probably went to the mall and got out wearing a freaking Santa hat. Let me tell you something, Monkey Boy. If you're not coming down my chimney, don't put on a stupid ass Santa hat.
Oh, I know how much you like those antlers on cars.
That's just. It's really cute the very first time you see it. For the first 10 seconds you see it, and then after it, it kind of hits you like a freight train. You're like, wait a minute, That's just stupid.
Kind of like when you go to a car show and you see one of those little kid dummies with his hand across the forehead leaning up against the car.
The stuffed crying kid.
Yeah.
You know what that's called?
What?
Field goal. I encourage every American out there to next time they go to a car show, they see the crying stuffed kid leaning up against the front bumper of that 65 Chevelle to see how far you can punt that sucker across the parking lot. Stand up, America. Stand up against stupidity. When you see those antlers on the Suburban, rip them off and find the owner and ram them right. Okay. That's enough. Sorry. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah.
I haven't done a rant in a while.
That's for sure.
God, it feels good. Stupid antlers and Christmas decorations and holly wrapped around the luggage rack of your Ford Explorer while your son Chauncey gets out and goes to the playground. When you're holding your freaking $18 latte wearing your...
Eggnog latte.
Whatever. God. While you're wearing your freaking Dooney and Burke $210,000 scarf because it's got the little trimmings that looks... Oh, sorry. I got wound up again.
You're getting a little carried away there.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
It's always an adventure.
Yeah, I haven't cut loose in a while. No, it feels like a million bucks.
Yeah.
Well, it's all in good fun.
Yeah.
It really is. Is that it?
That's it. Let's wrap up the show because you know what?
Happy note.
We'll be back next week for our holiday episode.
I'll cue up the jingle bells and the Christmas dogs.
That's right.
We'll see everybody. Have a great week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Chris, can I rant some more? Do we have more time?
No.
Damn.